This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are to begin another hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of conversation. How about that? The news is the focus. This is the News Talk Radio Review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to introduce my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts every week on their website, talkers.com. Also can find it at djvshow.com. The 10 top stories, 10 people being discussed, the 10 most disgusting people.
Isn't it funny how disgust and disgust sound alike?
Yes,
right. There's two peas in a pod, as they were. And I'm looking at the list, and there are some pretty disgusting people on this list, Michael.
Oh, this thing is just full of disgusting people.
It is. And disgusting.
Of course, not all
topics
of them are disgusting, and therefore people don't know which ones we think are disgusting.
All right. Well, we're not going to tell them because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. So shall we, without further ado, go through the stories, or I'll be listening intently as you go through the list of stories and people. Mm-hmm. So will the listeners.
Here we go. At number 10, we have winter storms, climate change, and Rudy Giuliani popping out of a mask and causing a flap. And the mask singer. Wow. They think they recognized him by the hair coloring dripping.
There's no safe zone anymore. You'd have thought that a TV show like that would want not to have anything to do with politics, because that's not what people are watching that show for.
Oh, are you kidding me? They love the controversy.
Oh, okay.
When the Rudy Giuliani episode finally airs, you know, this is all like, you know, you find out about it before it airs.
Yeah.
Sort of like the end of a championship on Jeopardy.
So everybody be watching.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, this is calculated. I wouldn't even be surprised, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if the whole flap about the judges that walked out, that was
all choreographed as well.
Yeah. Well, they came back. If they had quit, then, you know, what, they walked off and came back on? Mm-hmm. You know, give me a break.
It's like an encore from the two judges.
Okay, we forgive them, but we made our point.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have U.S.-China relations and the opening of the Winter Olympics. That's going to be a spectacle, to say the least. At number 8, Joe Rogan's Spotify controversy, and that's tied with the broader topic of big tech and censorship. At number 7, race relations and Whoopi Goldberg suspension and Brian Flores NFL lawsuit and Biden Supreme Court speculation, but a black woman. All race-related topics tied at number 7. Number 6, a juicy little tidbit of gossip that has political and media connotations.
Thanks Jeff for firing Zucker. Me. Yeah.
Right. Jeff Zucker exits CNN. At number 5, we have the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the U.S. raid in Syria, and Middle East tensions in general. And number 4, the January 6th investigation tied with 2022 and 2024 elections. We're talking about two elections ahead of it. You know, not only do we go to the next election, we go to the next two elections now in terms of the national conversation. Bunga bunga. And number 3, crime and violence tied with police murders. And number 2, the economy. And number 1, COVID-19 mandates, masks, vaccines, and politics. The people on the disgusting people survey.
Disgusting people.
And we're only kidding, folks. We love these people. They're good public servants. Number 10, that great singer, that great dancer, Rudy Giuliani. At number 9, Joe Rogan. At number 8, Brian Flores. At number 7, Whoopi Goldberg. Listen to this list. At number 6, Jeff Zucker. At number 5, Vladimir Putin. Imagine if Vladimir Putin popped up out. They took off an animal head.
Ah,
Putin and the singer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. and sing the Volga boat song. At number four, Mike Pence. I don't know how that goes.
That's pretty funny.
At number four, Mike Pence. Remember him? His talk show host. And Mark Short, his assistant. Donald Trump is at three. Dr. Tony Fauci is at number two. And Joe Biden is, believe it or not, he's still president and he's number one.
Fauci should quit, get fired, retire or something, and do a talk show. He'd be perfect, perfect, perfect. Mm-hmm. As a talk show host. What do you think? Yes or no?
Well, there's no question he'd be a good talk show host. But you know something? Donald Trump is a talk show host.
Well, you just gave me an idea. What you said, Mike Pence is a talk show host. I'm looking at this list and trying to figure out who either is doing a talk show. Listen, Giuliani has a show on WABC.
Correct. Right,
every Friday. Joe Rogan
has
a podcast. Whoopi Goldberg has a talk show. Zucker leads people who have talk shows. Pence used to be a talk show host. Trump used to be a talk show host. Fauci could be. And Biden, not so much.
But Biden would not be a good...
No, I mean, look at that list. That's pretty interesting when you get down to brass tacks.
I've tried to figure out, my mind is racing, try to figure out a one-liner that could be an imitation of Joe Biden as a talk show host, but my better sense cut myself short.
There's too many people who have taken too many shots at him. There's plenty of good, legitimate reasons to take shots at the actions that he takes, or any of these people, but to take shots at the person, I find defensive, Frank. I find it unnecessary. Like Giuliani. Okay, did he belong on that show? No. But because he's associated with Trump, you're right. They choreographed the whole thing. But the people who are foolish enough are suckered in to actually go, wow, look at that. I'm going to not watch that show anymore because...
Nobody doesn't do anything anymore for more than a week. Come on, look at all the people that weren't going to watch National Football League action anymore because of the kneeling, and their ratings are higher now than
ever. Higher than ever, right. Look at Joe Rogan. The Rogan thing with... At the beginning, this looked like almost suicidal... For Neil Young, you're going to put yourself up there against him, and now he's the hero instead of the goat. And I don't mean goat like Brady; I mean just goat.
They ruined the word goat.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah. Speaking of Tom Brady, that's probably pretty close. Is that an 11 on the people?
Oh yeah. It's just enough about Tom Brady. I'm not saying for you. I'm just saying Tom Brady. I mean, we talk more about Tom Brady in America than we do about, like Bob Dole, one of the great senators and a guy that ran for president, died. Fifteen minutes people talked about it.
Yeah.
They've been talking about Tom Brady's retirement now for over a week.
Yes, you're right about that. Yeah. And the thing that amazes
still out there
is, and you're a football expert, so maybe you can spend a few seconds on this. I'm told by some of my colleagues on the DJV program that he had a clause in his contract. He signed and got a bonus of, $30 million when he went to Tampa, and he had to take the first 15, or he took it at the beginning, and then there was another 15 left over that he would get to keep if he stayed for two seasons or didn't retire or something.
Do you know what he retired? That's why he retired too soon.
They don't have to pay
You're touching on what may be the real reason there was a leak. And he said, no, I'm not retired yet.
Yeah.
And then he retired. Because he would have lost a ton of money for retiring a week too early.
Yeah. Well, listen. That is all's fair in love, war, and sports.
Hey, look, I have the highest regard for Tom Brady. I don't know him personally, but I love what he represents. One of the great... figures of entertainment in America.
You know how I am about relationships and stuff, and I don't mean this. This is not this is not me being a wise guy. It's me when I look at him as he looks at his wife, and he gets the reflective view back from his wife. There's something extraordinarily wonderful about seeing the two of them, and you don't fake those looks. They obviously really love each other, care for each other, And the wise guys say, oh, who wouldn't love Bunchkin or whatever her name is? That's not the point. The point is the two of them look at each other very lovingly, and I think that that's cool. Just an aside comment, but I think that stuff is cool.
Who do you think is bigger?
She makes more money than he does.
Giselle, rather, Michelle. She's quite a big star, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Makes a lot of money. That's how you gauge.
I have a number of connections in Brazil, and boy, do they love Tom Brady and Giselle. I mean, whew. The Patriots have an entire nation of Brazil until, of course, they went to the Bucks, and now the Bucks did. Fans of Tom Brady because of his wife.
There you go. How about that? 16 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Basically, I start this overview of Calitrin with a question about the problems that you may have if you have a problem keeping weight off. A lot of people really are successful this time of year losing weight. But there's a big but there, and I don't mean the big but that you have because, yes, I know. This is about keeping the weight off, and that's the secret to success with Calitrin. It'll help you in so many different ways. Losing weight is good for your joints because they don't have to carry all that extra weight around. You know, if you lose weight, your joint pain goes away, and you want to keep it that way. You like feeling that way. So how about you help yourself to the info and to the product at toploss.com. That's where you go for Calitrin, toploss.com. If you've lost the weight and you're wondering, what am I going to do because I know I'm going to go back and eat the stuff that I ate before, check it out. Toploss.com, the place that you find out about Calitrin and you order it. Use the DJV code for the best buy.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ. JV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At the 23 past the hour, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Thanks to Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington, for putting all the pieces, the audio pieces together. It's you and I put our thoughts together, and we put our mind in motion before we put our mouth in gear. Or is it the other way around? Put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, at any rate.
Right.
So we move along here to something that I saw, I think, in Talkers, as a matter of fact, about the success of the news talk format. Now, I know sometimes when we bring this sort of thing up, it sounds like we're engaged in self-aggrandizement. But it is, you know, you look at all of the various formats, AC music and classic hits and country music and, you know, all the music formats, and yet still, year after year, maybe it's because of the politics, maybe it's the election. What is all of the? Why do you think? I'd like to have you give us a little, because you're the expert when it comes to the talk is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So why is it that talk radio still keeps a command of much of the audience?
Because it's entertaining, it's informative, it's engaging, and it deals with important issues. What more can anybody want from the radio? It covers all the bases. Whereas music radio, in most cases, is subject to the trials and tribulations of the music industry, and the possibility.
Joe Rogan and Neil Young. Spotify had its worst day since going public about 4 years ago. Share price fell because more people jumped onto the Neil Young, the bandwagon, and I scoffed even at this. I said, when Neil Young said, you got to have one of us, but you can't have both of us, choose. So Spotify, okay, we just invest $100 million in Joe Rogan, see you later, Neil.
So, oh, really?
think about it. And
all right, let's put it this way.
Worth half
if you had a chance
2 weeks ago.
If you had a chance on your DJV show to have a guest appearance by Neil Young or Joe Rogan, which would you take?
Neil Young, every day of the
week. You
would? Yep.
Oh.
I would, because he's somebody that I identify with. Joe Rogan says nothing to me. But Neil Young, even though Neil Young is an angry, ornery old guy, he's an interesting
curmudgeon. He was angry
when he was young. Yeah. He was angry when he was young.
He was an angry old man when he was young.
When he was young.
I was a Crosby, Stills, and Nash fan.
Yeah.
And I put up with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young because three quarters of it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
But they all went along with him. They all made it very public after he went down the tube, down the pipe into this whole thing. They all jumped on. And look at all the musicians, and Spotify went broke.
Well, they're important. They're important again. They get to play in the game. Unfortunately for them, they're against somebody having access to expression. I never thought I'd see the day that those guys.
But did they even think it through? That's the question. Is it just
They should have just. They could have said, "Hey, we don't like this guy," Why don't they pull their music off of all the radio stations that still play them that have on their platforms people who are giving what they would call misinformation about COVID. Oh, they're not doing that. They're very selective about Joe Rogan.
It's a thing. It's a thing. That's what it is. It's a thing.
Yeah.
In the next half hour, we talk about the Johns Hopkins study regarding COVID, because COVID is number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccinated adults are being hospitalized during the Omicron surge. However, they are also less likely to have a severe illness or die. That's according to a new CDC analysis of a hospital in Los Angeles that found that there were more hospitalizations during Omicron compared to the Delta variant, but vaccinated adults had a lower likelihood of being admitted to the ICU. Snow, ice, and rain are hitting the East Coast as it's the latest region to deal with this week's winter storm. Meanwhile, record cold temperatures now hitting parts of the South, including Texas. Texas officials are confident the power grid is performing well during the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying peak demand was at 69,000 megawatts Friday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden on Friday did a victory lap after the United States added about 467,000 jobs in January, exceeding expectations and more than twice the amount of jobs added in December. But many Americans are still feeling the weight of inflation and high gas prices. White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese joins Fox News to weigh in on domestic and international oil production.
Well, oil production is increasing here domestically because the market is driving that. And when prices go up, then production goes up as well. The challenge internationally is that we don't have a competitive international market because we have a cartel in OPEC who sets supply constraints, and they need to actually deliver on the supply commitments that they have made.
A winter storm causing havoc for airlines. Over 3,400 flights were canceled on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com. We also have a podcast you can find at djvshow.com. Michael is the guru when it comes to talking about talk. He talks. He talks about talk. And it's good because, we have lots to say. May not be too important, but we are
two of the world's best gas bags.
Yes, we are. And it's wonderful. The raid... Them number five this week, that raid in Syria where the leader of ISIS killed himself. That was this week's leader of ISIS. It seemed to me that we killed the last leader a couple of months ago, and then a couple of years ago we killed the leader before that, and we've been killing lots of leaders, and when it's all done, the news media leaves you with a feeling, wow, that's the end of ISIS. We killed the leader. Can you imagine? And then tomorrow there'll be a new leader. So,
right.
But it seemed not to get a lot of coverage conversationally and in the news. People are more interested in reporting on things like Jeff Zucker. Is that because it's juicy gossip? What do you feel is the reason for that, if you do feel there's a reason for it?
I think it's more of an unusual event. I think that although major executives being brought down by their conduct is not that unusual either, CNN is right in the heart of the left-right argument. We don't walk around focused that much on terrorism and ISIS anymore, and it's murky. One of the problems is we don't have that much direct information about how it's happening, and they might start talking about it if it leads to anything. You know, there's so much stuff going on. You know, I could come up with, I hate being a Monday morning quarterback. You know, we can come up with reasons why things happen, but it takes time to let them play out. And there is some conversation about it. It's on our survey. But you're right. It hasn't gotten that much conversation because people are not walking around worried about ISIS. They're more concerned about Russia and Ukraine, although there's not that much understanding of Russia and Ukraine. That's a complicated story that has to do with about 100 years of history. So I don't know. The answer is, I guess it's not as juicy as Zucker.
All right. You want something juicy?
Yeah.
The number one story this week is COVID, as has been the case for a long time. This week, Johns Hopkins issued a study, the results of a study, which suggests that COVID-19 lockdowns in our country and in Europe had no public health impact whatsoever. I thought this was quite explosive, frankly, and it didn't get, this is another thing, didn't get much coverage, much conversation, because people are too willing to fan the flames of the controversy about masks and vaccines and stuff. But imagine,
yeah.
Michael,
yeah,
the
yeah,
Johns Hopkins, which is kind of the go-to place.
But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. A case could be made that didn't have any effect because we didn't do it right. Because people didn't do it completely, because people cheated, because people didn't follow it. What's going to be very interesting is watching the extreme version of lockdowns is what's called zero COVID, which is taking place in China, where they have draconian shutdowns. I mean, if they have 40 people in a county have COVID, which is an infinitesimally small percentage of the population there, they shut down everything. And if you come out, you know, they chop your head off. It works. It actually works. But there's no freedom at all, you know? There's no freedom.
They've actually lost. There was a lady that I saw interviewed on Bloomberg who was an Asian studies professor at some Northern California college. And she was being interviewed, and the conversation came around to China, living in China. This woman was like a walking PR person for the Chinese government, Chinese way of life, how wonderful it is, how the world should embrace Chinese philosophy and government. And this is a woman in America, an American, who is of Asian Chinese background, who is teaching this at a university in Northern California. So the interviewer said, "Well, ma'am, what about the Uyghurs?" And she said, "Oh, well, that's just a training camp." And one of the guys on the stage chortled, coughed, and guffawed, kind of. And she looked at him and said, "We have these camps all over China training people for jobs so that they can be successful."
Yeah, work camps, brainwashing, torturing.
Yeah, killing
away freedom.
Taking their organs out. And by the way, she also said only 4,000 people had died of COVID in China, when in fact the real number is like 4 million. And this is the kind of stuff, but these people get traction. The thing that blew my mind was she's a prof at an American university spewing this crap.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all part of the dangers of biased education on the university level.
Or
and,
freedom.
The pandemic known as wokeness.
Yeah,
which, it's based on some nice principles, but boy, is that out of control.
Pfizer this week was declared the most popular company in the drug world, first time since they issued the first Viagra pills.
The most popular drug company?
The most popular
that's like,
drug
that's company. Like the biggest humanitarian in the Godfather cast.
Uh-huh. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so I'm going to throw one more bit of this is sort of a genuine overview, but it came to me through this is an outgrowth of the conversation we have every week on the American Family Farmer Show, which you were the inspiration for, and I'm always happy to say that because you were.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we got into a discussion with a guy who runs a cattle genetics company. And what he's doing on his farm, you know, the American Family Farmer is all about encouraging farmers to do things to keep themselves successful in, you know, the face of all these huge agribusinesses. So this guy says to me, he's an expert in the land and how things grow. And we were talking about winter storms. That's number 10 this week, by the way, in the countdown. And the effect that's having on the soil. And he said it depends on what the soils have been treated with, how they've been cared for. And then he brought up the depletion of the soil and what's going on, the soil deficits and the food that we eat. It went on into something, and this really blew my mind. He said, remember after World War II, and most after Vietnam, when all the Agent Orange and all the chemicals that we used to kill the foliage and to kill the people. Remember that?
Oh, sure. I'm afraid where you're going with this.
If you look at a jug of Roundup, you're going to see the same stuff in Roundup that you saw that was used to kill foliage and kill people in Vietnam, made by the same company. Monsanto made Agent Orange. And then you go back, and now the parent company of Monsanto is Bayer. And Bayer, the original company, made the gases that were used to kill all the Jews in World War in Germany and elsewhere in World War II. Those, these are the two biggest companies in ag today, selling their poison, and it's being used on the land, and you eat the stuff that's been that comes out of the soil that's been treated with this stuff. And so, I connected loosely because some of the weather anomalies that we've had supposedly this year have affected the soil as well, because a lot of runoff. But I just, when I heard that, I thought I would share it with you and the people listening to this program, because I think that it's very important for folks to know that.
It's fun talking about Zucker, but the health of the public and the
Zucker
future of agriculture.
Right. Okay, so with the climate change, here's another story from our friends in California. Governor Newsom announced this week he would sign a bill that will end the legal use of gas-powered leaf blowers.
Is he still the governor there?
He's still the governor, yep. He doesn't wear a mask.
I thought they re-elected Schwarzenegger. Really?
Yeah, they ought to, probably. And these guys, what phonies these guys are. Gavin Newsom and the guy who's mayor of at the game last week, the guy's mayor of Los Angeles, they're telling everybody to wear their masks. They don't have masks on. The guy who's the mayor, I forget what's his name, he said publicly, the reason that he didn't have a mask on while the pictures were being taken was because he held his breath.
That's almost like not inhaling.
I know it is. Okay. Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview of the official list of people. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be among the names here, I guess, as we go through from 10 to number 1. At 10, Rudy Giuliani and his Masked Singer appearance. Joe Rogan is at number 9. He can't catch a break, and maybe he doesn't. I don't know whether he deserves one or he doesn't, but he's not getting one. Brian Flores, number 8. Very interesting story there. Whoopi Goldberg kind of takes it on the chin at number 7. Jeff Zucker takes a walk. He's 6. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is number 5 on the list. Mike Pence is number 4, interestingly enough. Donald Trump is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the list of people, personalities, the folks that we cover and talk about. This list available every week at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. 44 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. It's amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier's Night Mode shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced Quad-Tech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Doug Steffen here, bringing it home from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the focus on winter storms and our climate in general. At number 9, the Olympics and what's going on with China. Number 8, Joe Rogan and what's going on with Spotify. Number 7, Whoopi Goldberg gets suspended and Brian Flores files a lawsuit against the NFL. Number 6, the former leader of CNN, the cable news network, Jeff Zucker, been around television for a long time. He got fired. Number 5, situation, the tension, if you will, between us and Russia and the Ukrainians, and Russia and the Europeans. At number 4, that continuing overview of what happened January 6th last year. Crime and violence in general, number 3. The economy and its situation in our lives, the role it plays, number 2, and COVID, number 1. Those are the stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Number 2 on the story list this week, the economy. I thought it was pretty interesting. We were talking about how shares went down, the value went down to Spotify. Here's Amazon, the largest corporation in the world that beats earnings expectations, profits double. And the most annoying thing, other than him putting all of the stores out of business, is that they're putting in the empty spots in the malls. They're putting Amazon stores into the malls. And those damn trucks. Have you seen it in your neighborhood? Those damn those trucks are in the middle of the road where people are delivering. Those guys don't know how to drive. And the trucks are all over the road.
They don't know how to drive.
Am I the only one who's experienced?
Huh? No, I think you said it last week. I remember somebody telling me.
I see it every week. Yeah.
I think that the long-term problem
with Amazon is going to be that we are all going to suffocate under a mountain of discarded cardboard boxes.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
This is a growing problem, folks.
Fire. Yeah,
cardboard boxes.
Packaging in general is a huge problem. Plastics, cardboard, all that stuff. But who's paying attention? Because it's more convenient to order from Amazon.
All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is the... I always want to introduce you like you're Karnak. That's having our visitor from the East. Put the big turban on your head. And put the envelope to your ear and let's see what we come up with here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal expert, college professor at Bentley, and a great lawyer in practice, also the founder of the website Scamicide. Scamicide.com is where you go to figure out how you've been scammed, or maybe, more importantly, how to keep yourself from getting scammed as a matter of fact. And, you know, that brings me around to something. This week, I think the administration, the FCC, as a matter of fact, went to bat for all of us who are sick of getting all of the scams, the robocalls, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Can that sort of thing be challenged? If the FCC does rulemaking and says you can't do this if you're a company and yada, yada, can that be challenged in court, or once they make a ruling, is that kind of hard and fast?
Nah, you get lawyers all over the place who are getting paid by the hour. So anyone ever asks me, can I be sued for this? You can be sued for anything.
Right.
So what would come up is Congress makes laws, but for the most part, the details are done by administrative agency regulations. And so when the agency makes its regulation, the easiest way to challenge it is to say it is not within their authority as granted by the law. That being said, the actions that are being attempted to try and stop things like robocalls, they are legitimate. They can get the companies to do this. And quite frankly, I'd love to see it happen because there are a lot of communication companies that are making money from these robocalls and scams, and they have the technology to stop it.
Right. Okay. Number 7 this week on the story list at Talkers. is a focus on a couple of lawsuits like the Brian Flores NFL lawsuit. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
What's the scoop?
Extremely. And it's read all 58 pages, which is, you know, if you look at this particular lawsuit, if you can find it online, you should. It makes a fascinating reading because generally complaints are full of legalese and dry. This one starts out with two quotes, which I've never seen. One of the quotes has the F-bomb in there. And the gist of it is it was written for the media. It is written so that the media can grab out of it and latch on. For Brian Flores, I have nothing but respect because he just sunk his entire career in the NFL. Even if this were case were to be successful, yeah, it'll be years before anything happens. The more interesting thing is, will the NFL push for a settlement, not because they don't want to admit they did anything wrong, but because the next stage, if the case goes through, would be discovery, where Flores' lawyer would be able to look through all of the wonderful emails and text messages, yeah, of NFL executives, and there are a lot of skeletons there.
Of course there are. Now, also a number seven, a tie with this lawsuit is the Supreme Court speculation as to who gets a place or nominated or whatever. I even heard speculation about who was the Secretary of State, and was a Republican, Condoleezza Rice. Okay.
She was originally going to be nominated by Bill Clinton, but never even made it to the nomination stage. There was opposition. Condoleezza Rice would be, I think, a fascinating choice. She is a black woman lawyer, extremely accomplished. She's certainly no liberal, but I think she would be acceptable to a broad range of senators. It's an interesting choice. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah. All right. Have you heard the story about the UCLA freshman, the guard who spit? She was playing a basketball game this week. There's a video of this that is unbelievably appalling. She spit at an Arizona student that was yelling at her from the floor. Now, I understand, you know, how you might not like that, but what happens to somebody like that? Can the fan sue the college, UCLA College, for this?
Probably wouldn't have a case against the college, but definitely would have a civil case for assault and battery. That is an assault and battery, and in fact, that's a criminal violation as well. This is something obviously that is going to be dealt with by the college, but it's a bad trend of incredibly rude players and fans, and you know, the players are pretty good about recognizing when to keep their tongue.
Yeah, she was cited for assault, so that'll be interesting to see where that goes. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his legal thoughts on some of the important issues of the day that we follow here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.